This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two from Freedom Fest, day number one. John Ludd is actually joining us here. Many listeners, I'm sure, are already familiar with the name. Accomplished author, gentleman who I believe, Mark, you've had on Edgington Post
in the past. He's a professor, and because of some of his opinions, well, opinion isn't even the right term, because of some of his research, he's had some difficult times with his fellows. John, what would you say, can you encapsulate your research in a few words?
Well, you know, it's basically the notion that if you make it riskier for criminals to commit crime, they commit less crime. If arrest rates, conviction rates go up, you see less crime. But also, if you allow law-abiding citizens to be able to go and protect themselves, you also make it riskier for criminals to commit crime. And that the police are extremely important in stopping crime, but the police themselves realize that they almost always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's committed.
Mm-hmm. They're the cleanup crew, right?
And that raises the question about what's the safest course of action for people to take when they're confronted by a criminal. And turns out by far the safest course of action is for people to have a gun.
So, more guns, less crime.
There's a book by that name.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, right. We've talked about it for a great deal, and I can tell you the notion is a tough sell. Media out there is constantly pushing the notion that the guns are at the very best they'll say is the guns are irrelevant to crime, and in some cases they'll say the guns cause crime. They love to use to trot out things like gun deaths is the terminology that they like to use, which of course encapsulates suicides. Suicide's not a crime.
Right. Well, look, I think most people who listen to the media would almost always just hear about bad things that happen with guns and virtually never hear about the benefits. And I think that has a real impact on people's perceptions about the costs and benefits of guns. On our website at crimeresearch.org, we have literally dozens of mass public shootings that have been stopped, what would have been mass public shootings that were stopped by concealed carry permit holders. Cases where, not my opinion, but cases where police or sheriffs or prosecutors have said that if it wasn't for the presence of a permit holder, you would have had many people killed. Some of these very dramatic cases, but yet they only get media coverage in the local media market. And even then, maybe only one or two news stories on
right.
it. My guess is that the entire gun control debate would be dramatically different if only a couple things got news coverage or got some news coverage. One would be the fact that we keep on seeing these mass public shootings in places where people are banned from being able to go and defend themselves, these so-called gun-free zones. And once in a while would give news coverage to cases where people have used guns to protect themselves and prevent bad things from happening. I mean, I can give you cases like last fall in Florida, not very far from the Parkland, where the Parkland shooting occurred last year. There was a back-to-school event for elementary school students. There were literally a couple hundred elementary school students there, plus their parents. And a man came in, started firing a gun. Fortunately, there was a vendor there who had a concealed carry permit and seriously wounded the attacker before he was able to go and kill anybody. You can get multiple statements from the police there saying that there's really no doubt in their mind that if the permit holder wasn't there, there would have been many people would have been killed as a result of that.
And instead, the shooter didn't even kill a single person.
He was stopped before he wounded or killed anybody.
Amazing.
And but if the permit holder wasn't there, the case would have gotten international news coverage for sure.
An example as to why we need to ban guns.
Yeah. Right. As it is, it barely got local news coverage. In the last few years, I can only think of really one case of a mass shooting that was stopped by a permit holder that got any type of national news coverage, and they got it backwards. Just a couple days after the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, There was an attack at a grocery store in Louisville, Kentucky, where a racist had gone into the grocery store and was shooting blacks. And the national news coverage focused on his statement. This is, you know, Meet the Press, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, New York Times, all focused on the statement from the killer that where he went up to somebody and said, "Whites don't shoot whites." And the focus was that he was somehow assuring this white person, customer there at the store, that he didn't need to worry, that he wasn't going to shoot him because he was white and the killer was white. Well, what was left out of that was the beginning of the killer's statement. What he actually said was, "Please don't shoot me. Whites don't shoot whites." And the beginning of the quote, the reason why the beginning of the quote's important and completely changes the meaning is because the customer there was a concealed carry permit holder. And he was pointing his gun at the killer, and the killer was begging the permit holder not to shoot the killer there. And but by leaving that out, it completely changes the meaning. It made it look like the racist killer there was trying to assure a white customer that the customer didn't have anything to worry about, whereas in fact he was begging the customer not to shoot the killer there. They exchanged gunfire. The killer was seriously wounded, drove his car away, and basically collapsed, and the car stopped about a half mile or so from where the attack had occurred, and the police were able to go and catch him later on. But all that is left out of the news coverage on it.
Amazing. You know, it's frustrating to see the pro-state news all over the place, and especially when they take positions like this. Of course, the only solution is to create our own media and to...
that's the reason why you guys are here.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. To have alternatives where people can get a position from, you know, whoever is on the air that actually supports freedom. And so that's that is what we're here doing.
So I guess I have... another question is I had a friend who went to Honduras, and he said everybody there has a gun and crime is not low. Do you have any, is there anything you can say to that? I mean, because this is sort of a counterexample from his point of view.
Right. Well, legal gun ownership in Honduras is very low. It's pretty much impossible for a law-abiding citizen to legally own a gun in Honduras. Do they have a lot of gun crime? Sure. I mean, Mexico also has a lot of gun crime. Mexico, only about 1% of the adult population in the country has a legal license to own a gun. Slightly over. Since 1972, there's only been one gun store in Mexico, run by the military. Guns are incredibly expensive. The most powerful rifle that you can buy legally since 1972 in Mexico or own is a 22 caliber short round, which is
pretty small.
Really the least powerful rifle in any standard way that you can go
good
and
for
buy.
Varmints.
If it's not legal, Mark, to own a gun, then if you use a gun to defend yourself, you are then guilty of a crime in
right.
that case.
By the sounds of it, yeah.
You
right.
then become a statistic. You
yeah,
then become
in Mexico, obviously they have a murder rate that's 5 to 6 times higher than the murder rate that we have here in the United States. They're not using 22 caliber short rounds there. Basically, it's drug gangs fighting against each other in order to control drug turf or fighting against the government. And, you know, the point is that in all these countries, when you ban guns, it's basically the criminals who have them. The most law-abiding citizens turn in their guns, don't own them. And
well, thank goodness we're not seeing people turn in their guns in New Zealand. I'm sure you've been following that situation.
Right. Well, the problem that they have in New Zealand, the government has, is they hadn't registered the guns beforehand that they're requiring that people turn in. So they didn't know who owned the guns and who
well,
they
that's
have.
A problem for the government. For the rest of us, that's actually a really good thing.
Right. You know, the question is, over time, my guess is they'll whittle it away. Maybe it will depend on the next government that's there in New Zealand. Unfortunately, there's not much of a debate that's going on there with regard to gun ownership. You know, even in Canada, you have the government there wants to ban handguns. A lot of that's going to be determined by the election that they have coming up in October.
John, I appreciate you spending time with us here on Free Talk Live, and thanks for all the research you're doing at crimeresearch.org. It's been a pleasure.
Sure.
Thanks so much.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 at the Paris Hotel Ian and Mark here in our remote studio as we are on day number one of this event. I do want to remind you about Freedoms Phoenix. It is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and current and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, Dan Fishman has joined us. He is the executive director of the Libertarian Party. And Dan, you and I had the opportunity to meet, I think, a year or two ago at the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire's convention.
Yep.
Where you were at the time, you were speaking, I think you were the keynote speaker, so I recorded that video. That video is actually online for anybody that wants to go and look for Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, Dan Fishman. You can see your speech there. But you were running for auditor of Massachusetts.
I did.
Poor man, you're from Massachusetts.
Well, and of course, what's interesting about that race is that running that race directly led to me taking the executive director position. So,
So it was a good thing, ultimately.
It was a good thing. It was a wake-up thing. So we started the race early. We started in 2017 because we had to raise a lot of money because in Massachusetts, ballot access costs money. And
if you're not a Republican or Democrat, you mean?
Even if you're a Republican or Democrat,
really?
It costs money.
Really?
Yeah.
How much are we talking about?
In fact, it costs, because we are, Libertarians are also a major party in the state of Massachusetts. So for us to run for auditor cost a little over $15,000.
What?
Yep. So that's why we started raising money in 2017.
Wow.
You know, for the Republicans and Democrats, they can do that walking in the park. Well, in fact,
sure.
What happened was that for all the Republicans, Charlie Baker paid for them all to get on the ballot so they could
Who's
run
that?
With them. Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts. You're right. There's a lot of people on your
leadership. We're in our own little world in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to know anything about Massachusetts.
So
if something's going on south of the border, I'm just like, forget about it.
So one of the interesting things, though, that happened in the race was I was endorsed by the Boston Globe and the Worcester Gazette Telegram.
Deal.
It is a big telegram. So the biggest papers in Massachusetts endorsed a Libertarian.
Has that ever happened before?
It has never happened before in a four-way race.
Wow.
So
why do you think you got the endorsement?
Well, I went in there, so first of
Who's
all...
the best candidate, duh.
Yeah, exactly. But also, I had a television ad that you can probably find on Facebook and link to, in which, so this will make more sense to people who understand sports, but to describe a television ad, it starts off with a close-up zoom on a guy's chest and says, number one Colts fan. Then it zooms out, guy putting on a referee's jersey. Then he walks out.
Same guy.
He walks out of Foxborough Stadium and he picks up a football and he says, "Stop the game! These balls are underinflated."
And this is a reference to controversy.
Exactly, Tom Brady, Deflategate. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Almost everybody who knows football will understand.
They've heard
in
about
Massachusetts.
That, yeah.
It was a big
Even
deal.
I heard about that, and
exactly.
I don't care about
Exactly. And so we were voted number one political ad in the entire cycle of 2018. We ran that on television, endorsed by the Boston Globe. I had a great slogan. Why would you elect a Republican or a Democrat to audit Republicans and Democrats?
Mm.
My name is Dan Fishman. I'm a libertarian. I'm a computer scientist. I'm going to put all the books online real time so that when they go back and cook them, you can go back and change them. So early August, polls look like I'm at 30%. And we're polling ourselves. We're paying for a company to do it.
Mm.
And I'm like, this is a unique opportunity. So I ended up quitting my job and running full time.
As a programmer.
Yeah, I was a software engineer. I mean, let's put it in context. Okay, as a software engineer, even now, I get cold calls with job offers every day.
Wow.
Software engineering is just a hot market right now, and
yeah.
I have some famous things in my past.
Okay.
So that being said, in August, I quit my job, knowing full well that I could get hired again when the campaign was over. But
gotcha.
Running full time a week before the election, and so I have the endorsement of the Boston Globe, I have the endorsement of the Worcester Gazette Telegram.
You have the best commercial on.
We have the best
going.
Commercial, exactly. I'm speaking to a group of Democrats, of League of Women Voters in Wellesley, Massachusetts, so Democrats squared.
That's a nonpartisan group, by the sounds of it,
so
Dan.
I give them my spiel, and they, at the end, I can tell I'm reaching them, too. People are nodding along, and
good
at the end,
contact.
The woman stands up, a good eye contact,
yeah.
And a woman stands up and she says, "Dan, I love everything you had to say. I think you would be an amazing auditor. But the party has told me that if I don't vote blue all the way down the ticket, that shows weakness in the Democratic Party, and that allows Donald Trump to build the wall.
Wow.
And I cannot have that."
Jeez.
And people stood up and started clapping. And I'm like, wow, we are going to lose. And so sure enough, we did. 4.5%.
Oh, endorsed by the Globe. Did you even get third?
I did finish third.
Okay.
The green. And so, interestingly enough,
you know what baffles me about this crap is that these people, these Democrats in Massachusetts, believe that their vote matters in so much as Massachusetts needs to come in and as this Democratic monolith.
Right.
You can't have a Libertarian auditor
right.
in Massachusetts because it will somehow affect a wall being built 2,500 miles away.
It's just lunacy.
Like, it's absolutely... These people, it's... Voting is a religion.
It is. And you know, people want to show their piety, too. You know, there is a lot of virtue signaling among the Democrats in
the Republicans,
places.
I'm sure.
Democratic Republicans as well, absolutely. So it was very interesting because, you know, I went to a lot of Republican events and a few Democrat events. There were candidates running, that, to their credit, who said, you know what, you're right. You're right, Dan. The auditor shouldn't be a Republican or a Democrat, and so please come speak at my events. And so the guy who was running for Attorney General said, you should come. And that was great, and I enjoyed doing that. And a lot of Republicans said, yeah, you know what, we're going to vote for you. And a lot of Democrats said, we're going to vote for you. But when push came to shove on election day,
didn't.
Nope, exactly right. And so that's when I sort of made the realization, I have to do something, because the idea of liberty, of being free, goes to my family's personal history. So my grandmother came over from Russia. My grandmother was one of nine daughters. One day she and her mom came home, and their dad was gone. And they said to the neighbors, what happened? What do you know? And, you know, and they said, yeah, the police came and got him. So they went down to the police station. The police were like, yeah, we have no idea where he is.
This is Russian police?
This is in Russia, yeah.
Okay.
Just vanished. Russia then, Ukraine now.
Yeah.
They said he's gone. And so my great-grandmother came to the United States, came to Lynn, Massachusetts, actually, which is sort of my personal history. So in 2011, when Barack Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act, it said that under suspicion of terrorism, they can bring you downtown for questioning without a warrant. They can hold you without the right to a trial or without the right to an attorney, both of which are constitutionally guaranteed rights, speaks specifically to my family's history as to why we came here. And so I said, that's not right. And it affects me directly because I'd like to think that I'd do it no matter what. But so I'm a person who.
Well, don't forget how they shut down the whole town in Massachusetts when
exactly
they had
right.
the Boston bombing.
Exactly right. And so for me at that point in time, I was doing things that, you know, I had run as a third party candidate. And, I read a lot of world journalism. So, for example, I still believe Al Jazeera is doing a better coverage of drone strikes, American drone strikes,
yes.
than anybody else. So is that enough of a reason for the FBI to come ask me some questions because I read Al Jazeera and I ran as a third-party candidate? Maybe.
I'm certain you could find 20% of the population to say yes.
Exactly right. And so that's why I decided to run, was to talk about that basic issue, the erosion of our rights. And, you know, our Constitution is a unique document among governing documents, and that it doesn't say that your rights come from government. It says that your rights are inherently yours, and the Constitution specifically says, hey, government, don't interfere with people's right to speech.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here more with Dan Fishman, the executive director of the Libertarian Party, in moments from Freedom Fest 2019. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
It's healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More troops are headed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Pentagon announced on Wednesday that they have approved a request to deploy 2,100 troops to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. 1,000 will come from the Texas National Guard, and the rest will be active duty troops. Wednesday on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are sounding more alarms about the explosion of illegal robocalls.
So far this year, scammers are on pace to generate more than $58 billion unwanted illegal robocalls.
During an open Senate hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins says senior citizens are especially vulnerable to phone scams from robocalls. Collins also says that many of the robocalls originate overseas but have U.S. phone numbers. President Trump is delivering remarks at one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one taking place in Greenville, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019, the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, for day number one of what will be 4 days of broadcasting from this event. And then we're going to do a bonus show on Sunday, I believe, from a completely different event that's going to be going on here called Anarcho Vegas,
yeah,
as I understand it. So we got a lot of content coming at you and a lot of likely very interesting people to talk to. But we, of course, also need to tell you about some cool stuff like local.bitcoin.com, where you can go right now and you can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods: PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, even cash in person. A lot of our co-hosts are actually getting in on this. Aria DeMezzo, Rich Paul, Chris Reitman, I'm on there. There's like at least five, I think Michael Hampton, at least five Free Talk Live co-hosts have active accounts right now on local.bitcoin.com, because it's a pretty great site and it's brand new. So, you know, you're getting in pretty early if you go there at local.bitcoin.com. One of the most important things you need to know about it is there's no know your customer identification requirements to sign up for an account there, and the communications between buyers and sellers is encrypted, so not even the website administrators can read what it is that you're saying to one another unless you give them permission to. So you might need to in like a dispute. So if somebody's trying to scam you or whatever, you need to bring an auditor in there, and or an arbitrator, and they will check your you know, your evidence in that case. Local.bitcoin.com. Go and get signed up for that. As we continue here, Dan Fishman is with us, and you are the executive director of the Libertarian Party. But we were kind of telling some of your more recent past.
We were.
Having lived in Massachusetts, and
yeah. And now I have a Bitcoin story that I have to tell.
Please. Which, we love Bitcoin stories.
Exactly. After talking about local.bitcoin.com, I was at Liberty Forum. In New Hampshire,
okay.
In 2012, when they brought the first Bitcoin ATM up there.
Oh, wow.
And that was the one made of plywood,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I remember
yep.
that.
Exactly. Wow, right. you get to say old school. If you've seen the plywood Bitcoin ATM.
That was Lamassu, the brand Lamassu. Yeah.
So, to be a sport, I put $100 in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so I got 14 Bitcoin at the time. Exactly.
Where did they go?
Except that. I sold at 140. I'm like, how could it possibly go higher than 20 times?
Yeah.
So,
and we're sitting here, by the way, for our audience that doesn't know, Bitcoin just dropped under $10,000 yesterday. So it's at like $800.
Right. I like to think of it as that it went all the way up to 14,000, which would have been a 2,000 times increase on my $100 investment. And so you do a quick math, that would have been $2 million.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man.
Just remember, it's probably the best return you ever got on an investment in 2012.
Yeah, clearly.
It's probably true. I mean, but you didn't give up at that point, right? Like, you got back in, presumably?
I did come back in.
Okay, cool.
You know, I was an Ethereum guy for quite a while. Got out at like 700, so I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah,
I got
in
at 12. You know, I am... I'm sort of biding my time right now because right now there's a couple other things. And also, having quit my job, I'm trying to be a little more liquid with some of the stuff that I'm doing, too.
Is the Libertarian Party accepting cryptocurrency for...
We do. Think not less of me and my omniscience that I don't know the URL off the top of my head. But if you search for Libertarian Party, donate by Bitcoin, you'll get the link.
I bet you start at LP.org.
It is at LP.org, and it is... if you go to the regular site, lp.org/join, and let me make that pitch right now, too. We are, you know, it makes a big deal right now if people are joining the Libertarian Party at the national level. We're going to be doing a lot more to make your membership worthwhile. We're going to have a participatory democracy, so members-only website. So you can only get on if you're a dues-paying member, but then you're going to get to vote on a lot of issues facing libertarians, and your LNC representatives will see how you vote. So instead of saying, oh, these guys don't represent me, they're going to know exactly how you voted. So you know,
that sounds like a big change.
It's a pretty big change, and it's not a binding vote, but it is a big change. We've never done this before. So again, for me, becoming executive director, but having been a software guy in the past, I'm a data guy. I'm a data scientist, fundamentally. Mm-hmm. I want the LNC to have really good data about what libertarians who are members of the Libertarian Party think.
What they're wanting, yeah.
Exactly. Because one of the things that's really distracting right now is there's a lot of noise about what is actually the Liberty Movement and what is actually the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
If everybody who said that they rage quit the Libertarian Party had actually been a member, we would be very financially sound.
Ian rage quit.
I didn't
rage
quit.
He was a life member.
But I was a life member who resigned over, over my frustrations with them nominating people like Bob Barr.
So the interesting thing about it is that, you know, as a lifetime member, you'll be able to vote on this site if you want.
No, I resigned.
So, truly enough, we don't have a mechanism to revoke.
I called.
You called. You will still be there. We probably don't email you or anything else, but there is...
this is what I've always thought, Ian, is that you're still a life member because
you
paid the life member dues, and that they probably don't have any mechanism, just like the Free State Project doesn't have any mechanism for telling you that people have left the state. The Libertarian Party doesn't have any mechanism for actually getting rid of a member.
There actually is some talk about making that as a formal thing, just because, there are, should David Duke decide to join, we probably would...
Well, that's one of the things about this voting system that you're coming up with is that when you just sort of open voting up on the internet, you get, kids from 4chan voting in Yeet Cannon as the name of your new weapon.
One of my favorite software projects was manipulating polls on the Boston Globe. I mean, I mostly used it for good so that Ana Sequeira would always be the best burrito in Boston.
Nice.
But,
a man's going to take a stand.
Exactly. But I would occasionally use it for slightly more nefarious purposes. It was a really good site, too. For whatever reason, Russia has a lot of
voters.
Redirect. Well, no, a lot of proxies. So proxy servers. So because a lot of the Globe uses an IP specific thing, mm-hmm. so you can only vote once per IP. So I would bounce it off of a proxy through Russia and then vote. But there are other proxies. I would go through Indonesia and other places as well.
Yeah, and that's how it can be done.
Yeah.
And just like that. So this in this program where people actually have to pay their membership in the Libertarian Party in order to vote.
Right, exactly. Essentially, it's a login site, so there is no anonymous voting. You
right.
actually have to register anonymous. Essentially, any time there's anonymous voting, it's going to be spoofed no matter what.
Right, for sure.
You go back and look at the Ron Paul polling back on CNN and stuff like that. Ron Paul won every debate.
You'd think he would have won the election in a landslide.
Exactly. I'm not saying I had anything to do with that.
Right.
But there is... I would just say that online polls could be very easily manipulated.
Right. The best one on the internet ever has to be when 4chan voted in the new flavor of Mountain Dew as Hitler did nothing wrong. those kids are just a-holes of the highest order.
That one's good. The University of Mississippi one, too, where they wanted to replace their mascot because their mascot was the Rebels. And they said, so what should it be instead? And so they voted for Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, who also is the Rebels.
Amazing. Well, you mentioned the Yeet Cannon, which was a gun company that put up a vote on what their new gun should be named,
yep.
and Yeet Cannon won.
Yeeting apparently is like yelling on the internet pointlessly.
Sort of slang. It's internet yeah. slang. Yeah, it's funny
stuff.
And apparently they did. They accepted the name and they like printed it on the side of the gun.
They created it like YT something, you know, 185 or whatever.
So I have a fun libertarian gun story.
Okay,
when
sure.
they got rid of the, when they, Massachusetts was going to make the printable plans for the 3D printable gun
yeah.
illegal. So,
fix everything.
Another act. Right.
Thank God that you a-holes down there south of the border are fixing all our problems by passing laws.
So, another activist and I went down to the state house with flash drives that we put on there, the plans for the gun, as well as every book that we can find that had been banned in the United States. So, Huckleberry Finn,
right.
Catcher in the Rye. Everything was in public domain, of course. We didn't violate any copyright because that would be bad.
Yeah.
But every book that we could find that had been banned and the material they were trying to ban.
Yeah.
I don't know if we had any influence or not, but Massachusetts did not ban the 3D plans.
Some attorney hopefully got to them and told them this
yeah.
is not going to fly.
That's stupid.
Right.
Yeah. So you were telling us you know, you're really passionate about liberty.
Yep.
The auditor thing didn't work out, unfortunately.
Nope.
And you decided, where was the catalyst that made you want to move to the D.C. area?
So the job requires being in D.C., the executive director.
But how did you become the executive?
In October, right before the election, they announced that they were going to be hiring a new executive director. Wes Benedict had been the director for a long time.
Yeah.
He resigned. And so I decided that I would apply for the position because I really felt like we needed people who had more business experience.
Hold that thought. We're going to get into the rest of the story.
All right.
One more segment, because I know you're on your time crunched here. Yeah. Dan Fishman is with us. It's Free Talk Live.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors.
They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Sounds like there's some music being played in the background here at the Paris Hotel. We're at Freedom Fest 2019. Ian and Mark in our remote studio, joined by Dan Fishman, the executive director of the Libertarian Party. That's the National Libertarian Party. Their website is lp.org. So, Dan, you were just telling us how you ended up becoming the executive director of the Libertarian Party.
So, in October, the job opened up. They announced that they were accepting applications, and I had that epiphany with the League of Women Voters that made me feel like the American-style democracy has subverted what American lifestyle is supposed to be like, that we have too many times where we are splitting the populace and using a very small majority, to inflict our will upon the minority. That's not what we're supposed to be about. Mm-hmm. And so I felt...
I think it's the minority. I mean, because the more active you are in politics, and very few people are willing to do it, the more active you are, the much more influence you have. The squeaky wheel really does get the grease in politics.
It does. Well, I would say we probably agree the majority is generally apathetic towards what's happening.
Yep.
But so what the big parties have been doing is they've been trying to find ways to polarize and to split us into smaller and smaller groups. And so they establish all these wedge issues that divide people, so that you can say, well, I don't support this candidate because they're not with me on this wedge issue, and I don't support this candidate because they're not with me on this wedge issue. And so if they can shrink the party down to the point that, you know, nobody else gets more than 20% and they've got 25%, they're going to win the election. And that seems to be the model for both the Republicans and the Democrats going forward. And I feel like the Libertarians are the only ones who have a solution to that. And so that was the sort of thing that inspired me, because I don't want to see the end of the American experiment. As a libertarian,
Don't want to see the end of the American experiment. I mean, hasn't it been an abject failure, and shouldn't we completely abandon it
and have
secession instead?
One of the things I like to say is that it's the worst government in the world except for all the other ones.
Yeah, it's close to a Winston Churchill quote. But by the way, that guy's got some great quotes.
Yeah, absolutely. The five-volume set of World War II is in my office right now. One of the things about it, though, is exactly that, is that this idea of, you know, the promise of the American experiment, that there's no more kings, no more princes, no more peasants, but citizens, all of us, united at an equal level, that was new to the country. And it actually is new to models of authoritarianism, because in general, authoritarianism always tries to rise up and say, no, there's going to be an authority.
Mm-hmm.
The American experiment is the idea that there is no authority higher than the people. And we may have had some differences, and, you know, we're going to argue minarchist and anarchist and voluntarist and all that stuff between it. But the fundamental premise of the people being the ultimate arbiter, that's the American experiment, and that is new and that is unique. Okay, nobody else does it like we do, right? I mean, the English are somewhat there, and we're descended from them. But you go around the world, there is not another government with the basic idea that the people can change their form of government if they want to. And we've done it. You know, you guys, well, Mark, you might be old enough to remember Watergate.
Yep.
But there was
I know that existed.
Exactly. But so there was a point in time at which people didn't know what was going to happen. There were people in D.C., the governors of Maryland and Virginia had been contacted about calling up their National Guard if the president decided to activate the army and use it to defend himself in the White House.
Wow.
That didn't happen. That is a triumph for us. And so, as much as I complain about the state, and you can read my writings, you can see a lot of complaints that I have about the state. I recognize the fact that, okay, I am freaky. I don't want to get into how I'm freaky. Like, I mean, there might be some might be some Dungeons and Dragons in my background, a love of musical theater, I might have been a college jock, all sorts of freaky things.
You look like you might be chaotic good.
Yeah, you got it exactly right. In any other country, there's no question in my mind that I would be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
So my debt to the United States and to that idea of the American experiment manifests itself through my now involvement with the Libertarian Party and trying to make sure that, you know, the promise of Abraham Lincoln, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not vanish from this earth. Because if we don't protect it here...
Is that the guy that threw journalists in jail during the...
That is the guy who suspended habeas corpus.
I wasn't sure. I got, like, a loss there for a second.
But also third-party candidate. So, you know, he has a soft spot in my heart in that respect.
But Republican was the third-party candidate because it broke off from the Democratic Republicans at that point?
No. So the Whigs split into the Know-Nothing Party.
Uh-huh.
Honest to God, that was their name.
Yep.
The Know-Nothing Party and the Free Soil Party, which then became the Republican Party. And so when Lincoln was elected, it was the first time a Republican had been elected. Democratic Republicans actually became the Democrats. They got rid of the Republic idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're right, Ian. You called me out on it. I'm passionate about this issue because, you know, as somebody who things could be a lot worse for me, I feel like the best way that I can fight for liberty, which I think is the most important thing that we have, right? It's the one thing that is our birthright, that we are granted by birth, is liberty, hopefully. The way that I fight for that now is to do it through the Libertarian Party, because I see that as the most effective thing.
I think it's super important. I'm grateful that you're involved with the Libertarian Party. It's been a, you know, watching it from the outside to some extent, it's been disappointing over recent years, because I'm a Harry Brown libertarian. I came into the party back in the late 90s with the Harry Brown campaign, and the candidates that they've put forward for president just haven't been able to hold his jockstrap, you know,
right,
since that time. And it's just been a major disappointment. But, you know, it's still important to have the Libertarian Party out there.
Right.
And I do want to see them get back to being the party of principle, which was what, you know, turned
right
me onto it back in the day.
I think one of the interesting things about the Libertarian Party that is starting to appeal now is we start to see some real growth. So in Massachusetts, the Libertarian Party is the only political party that's growing. And, in fact,
really?
We tripled our membership from 2017 to 2019.
Wow.
Number of registered voters. So we are seeing growth like that. We're starting to see it across the country. And the reason why, I think, is that party of principle, we are also always the party of opposition. No matter what mm-hmm. party is in power, libertarians stand entrenched to the idea you shall not expand government. And that means at various points in time during the Obama administration, when people really became sort of more politically aware, Republicans were like, hey, those libertarians are our allies. Now the Democrats are like, hey,
those
libertarians
are
our allies. Exactly,
yeah.
Right. And people are waking up to the fact that there is something to that. And one of the interesting things about it is, like, I spent a lot of time talking to people, say, you actually could be a member of the National Party and still be registered as a Republican or registered as a Democrat. Because we don't care about your registration in terms of joining the national party.
Right.
So remembering, if you think there's some value to having a permanent party of opposition to government, that's what the Libertarian Party represents.
I agree.
And what I would say about the national party is that they do something for me that the other state parties don't do.
Right.
They provide me somebody to vote for in the most important election where my vote matters the least. Statistically,
right.
They give me somebody to vote for that I can feel better about having voted for.
Right.
Right? I mean, I'm not going to claim that Gary Johnson was the perfect candidate by any stretch of the imagination. I liked him very much. Thought
nice
he was a great guy. Yeah.
Nice guy.
But he, you know, he was more anti-war.
Right.
Especially in his 2012 campaign rather than his 2016 campaign. But he was more anti-war than everybody else out there. And
right.
That's who I have to vote for.
Right. So we're focusing on three big topics right now. One of them is America at Peace. Let me plug AmericaAtPeace.com, where we are really trying to talk about the fact that, you know, one of the things that's crazy to me, right, the most intense violation of personal liberty in my lifetime is the draft during Vietnam. The idea that people who were pacifists, right, could be taken out of their homes, forced to join the army, sent overseas and made to kill people. And the fact is that conscription is still the law of the land. And in fact, the president can start it up with an executive order. The idea that currently...
Sure, the draft boards are still in place.
Exactly right. You still have to sign up for it. And that's insane. That's something that we can change right now. And the Libertarian Party can lead on that. Because I don't think the Republicans or the Democrats have the will to start it off. But if we can get some liberty people starting to talk about, let's just do this one thing. Let's get the hippies from the 70s. Remember what they're talking about. Because, I mean, we've done a lot of stuff. Libertarians are, in fact, I believe, descended from the hippie movement, right? Cannabis, right? Marriage equality.
There's an argument.
Anti-war. Yeah, exactly. So all of those things, you know, and all those things that we have sort of politically led on. Let's get this last one. Let's get rid of the draft.
Well, it's not that I don't agree with you. I'm against the draft from a principled standpoint, but there hasn't been a peace movement since the draft was destroyed. That basically, it's the threat of being forced to fight in a war that you don't agree with that you know, Americans hate the most.
And that's because the state is slippery. Okay, they recognize when they might actually lose something. And so they manage to, you know, do a little smoke and mirrors and say, okay, let's...
It's gone!
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to talk about it anymore. But it's still fundamentally there. You know, it's one of the things we talk about, you know, all of us, we're going to assume safely we're all on the same side in terms of cannabis.
Yeah.
The fact that cannabis is still legal at the federal level, but they're not pressing it, they're just not pressing it now.
Right.
I firmly believe that there's a point in time when they are going to come back. And so that's why it's important that we push now and we get all these states moving forward, stuff like that. Because, you know, I'm one of those guys who says states don't have rights, states have powers, people have rights. The states have the power to legalize cannabis, and a lot of states are doing it.
Yep, it's going to happen, and it's getting better and bigger over time. Dan, I know you got to be somewhere. We could keep this going, I'm sure. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
Free
I'd love
Talk
to come
Live.
On again some other point in time in the future.
And we
Thank
are
you,
here.
Thank
you, Dan Fishman, from the Libertarian Party at LP.org. We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 in Vegas.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again,
877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.